This is Morning Edition from NPR News. I'm Lynn Neary, in for Renee Montagne.
And I'm Steve Inskeep. Good morning. If you want evidence that Congress is up for grabs this year, take a drive to the country. A new survey takes a sampling of rural voters. People who live beyond the reach of cities and suburbs have voted strongly Republican for years. And in 2006, the survey finds a surprising number of rural voters supporting Democrats. NPR's Howard Berkus reports.
Rural voters are critical for Republicans because Democrats dominate cities and the party split the suburbs, says Republican political consultant Bill Greener.
I don't think you can overstate how critical it is. And rural voters have given their votes to Republicans over the years, and it has been a vote that if we do not do well among, it's pretty hard to see how you continue to prevail.
So Greener should be concerned about a new poll released today. Of 529 likely voters in rural portions of the most competitive congressional districts. Greener supervised the survey, which was conducted for the nonpartisan Center for Rural Strategies by Democratic pollster Anna Greenberg.
I would have expected Republicans to be doing better in rural areas, in part because rural voters are less hostile to Bush. They're less likely to say the country's going in the wrong direction. There's a lot less anger around incumbents in rural areas. There's a lot more satisfaction.
But there's an even Republican-Democratic split among the rural voters surveyed. More than half supported President Bush 2 years ago, and most say they don't regret that choice. So what makes some think twice about supporting Republican candidates now? Pollster Anna Greenberg.
Concerns about the war in Iraq, which are serious in rural areas, and concerns about the economy are just making it very challenging for Republican candidates to get any traction with rural voters.
The war in Iraq was one of the top issues listed in the poll. A disproportionate number of troops from rural areas are serving and dying in Iraq. Three-fourths of those surveyed have a family member, friend, or acquaintance who has served in Iraq or Afghanistan, including 72-year-old Jacqueline Wimberly of Elgin, Arizona. She has never voted Democratic, but she's thinking about it now, given a great-grandson just back from one war and training for the other.
The excitement of using all of the tools and weapons he was trained for has dissolved in his life, and it has left a hollowness, thinking that not only is baby David old enough to go back for his second tour over there, but he's beginning to hate the idea of what he's being trained for.
Wimberly wonders whether Republicans have been too aggressive abroad. In rural Putnam County, Ohio, retired nurse Jan Schimmuller says she's leaning Republican, but she's open to change due to a poor economy.
My daughter is 40, and she's single, and it's like you're either very wealthy or you're going down with the ship, as she says, because it is very hard to get anywhere unless you make a lot more than most people are making.
Most of the nation's poorest counties are rural, and rural places have lost thousands of manufacturing jobs. Democrats have an opportunity to cut Republican rural strength. But the survey also gives Republicans confidence, says political consultant Bill Greener.
Republicans have an advantage in these areas, according to the survey, when the discussion focuses on security. I think there's a countervailing pressure when you put into place the security issue and how people feel about that.
And security is the issue for 39-year-old Sherman Crum, a bank controller in Caldwell, Ohio, who isn't sure how he'll vote in the Senate and congressional races there.
I mean, that's one of the most basic duties of the federal government's to secure our country. If they can't keep track of who's coming in the border down there by Mexico, and we can't keep track of who's flying in and out of our airports, we put ourselves at grave risk.
Many rural voters also have a strong connection with values issues. In fact, a values strategy in rural counties is credited with the president's win 2 years ago. And at this same time 2 years ago, a poll of rural voters had them evenly split, just like they are now. But by Election Day, Republican rural strength returned. Howard Berkus, NPR News.